This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing down, stop.
There's been a bleak assessment from Germany's Chancellor Merkel. She stressed on Sunday that the country is decreasingly able to rely on its allies.
The times in which we can fully count on others are all but over, as I've experienced in the past few days. We have to understand that we have to fight for our future ourselves as Europeans.
Well, here's what may have led to Merkel's direct statement. The G7 summit this weekend in Sicily saw leaders struggle to find common ground on the usually harmonious issue of climate change. Angela Merkel also complained that it was tough to reach consensus with the Americans.
This was very difficult, if not to say very unsatisfactory. This was the whole discussion about the issue of climate. Here we have a situation of 6-1. That means that there are no indication at all at this point whether the United States will remain party to the Paris Agreement or not.
German political scientist Dr. Werner Patzel told us that it's Donald Trump who has given the European alliance a headache.
Well, apparently the present American president is not willing to cooperate with Europeans in the same degree as his predecessors did, and this poses a new situation and a new challenge to Europeans, and what Angela Merkel said is a reflection of this new situation. The member states of the European Union have not really been dependent on Great Britain, but they always have been in a very asymmetrical relationship with the United States as the most important economic power for many decades in the world and as the most important military power in the world.
You know, Scott, help me understand here. If it's 6-1, who's off here? I mean, did I hear it correctly that, you know, six of the parties there of the G7 were hesitating on this whole Paris Accord?
There's only one hesitating.
Oh, one. It's only
it's
okay.
Us. Yeah.
Oh, it's us. Okay. It's all right. Yeah. All right. So we're okay. So I did mishear. I'm thinking, okay, what am I hearing correctly?
Yeah.
But because of that, she wants to take her marbles and go home. Is that the deal?
To that, I say, go ahead. We have more marbles.
The deal is that you have to be able to negotiate and work this out, and for whatever reason that Barack Obama and his administration felt that they should go along with this Paris Accord without even, you know, coming back to Congress, because Congress is the one that needs to affirm any kind of treaty like this. But they backdoored this. And so, you know, what is wrong with President Trump saying, look, I'm not convinced?
Well, you'd think that a group of people that are always so quick to remind us that they control the budget and they control the money that goes out in and that goes out, you'd think that they would care more that the previous president just signed on to this, and it costs money,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Exactly.
That's what this is, and of course, they want us to be a part of that. Who has more money than us?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, they're counting on it. But, you know, here we are, you know, because he's looking at it from the paradigm of business and jobs. And, you know, in much the same way as NATO, it's like, where is their parity? Where's their balance? And, of course, he also went after Germany on trade, said the trade arrangements that they had. Of course, under the Obama administration, it was all fine and well that we would be at this deficit. But Trump looks at it from a business advantage and says it's a bad deal, and I guess that hurt their feelings as well. So we get together to confront issues so that we can work it out and know where we're standing, but I think Europe is clearly on notice that this is not your father's America any longer. We're going back to what made us great and do those things that made us successful in the past.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Got to keep our eyes on the goal, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Memorial Day. It is what we do to remember those that have fallen, paid the ultimate price for our freedom. Over 1 million Americans have paid that price. Is that number incredible? And as we've been saying, every day is Memorial Day for the families of the fallen. And our prayers, our love, and our gratitude is extended to those families. We're going to talk about, a saying that if you don't know what you stand for, and if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. So the question is, do Americans stand for anything, or is America helpless in the face of the radical beliefs of others? I would say probably if you were to run a survey on that, you'd find a good percentage, not the majority, but a good percentage of people know what they believe in. That seems to be clear, but what is happening is we've become a 50-50 nation, and I would say in large part because 50% really don't know what they stand for. They have let go of the founding principles that Bruce Thatcher writes about in his book Rise and Decline, and in his study of 4 nations and empires, and what happened to them when they unraveled and are no more. They are left in the annals of history. Will America soon find itself in the same position? But to Bruce's point, and what our next guest is saying, is when you let go of your founding principles, you've got trouble in River City, and that could be the beginning of the end. Lieutenant Colonel, retired, Larkin Spivey is with us, a decorated veteran of the Vietnam War, retired Marine Corps officer. He commanded infantry and reconnaissance units in combat, was trained in parachute, submarine, ranger, and special forces operation. He was with the blockade force during the Cuban Missile Crisis and served President Nixon in the White House. Colonel Semper Fi, good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm great.
Hey, congratulations. Thank you for the book. This book, though it's not a 900-page thesis, you've got 900 pages worth of wisdom in this. What do we stand for? American ideals in the war against Islamic Jihad.
Thank you, Bill. I have written quite a few other books, mm-hmm. and I purposely wrote this one to make it easy to pick up and read. It doesn't have any extraneous material in it. I just tried to get right to the point of what our threat is today and what we have to believe to counter that threat.
Well, I think for, you know, these young kids, particularly millennials, when we look over the campuses and what's being demonstrated on the campuses of the United States today, you just shake your head, Colonel, because you're going, what have these kids learned, if anything? What do they know about our country? I mean, they come to events wearing shirts that represent communism and fascism, yet they're the first ones to yell about other people being fascist, and they don't even know what the heck they stand for. They just think it's cool and it's, you know, what the crowd is doing. So, you know, they, they're in the in crowd, so to speak, touting communist ideals, abandoning freedoms that we enjoy in this country. And they've been slipping away ever so slowly that, dare I say, this 80, almost 90 million demographic of millennials, if they don't get their act together pretty quick, America that we know and that you and I grew up with will be no more.
I think you got your finger right on the problem there, Bill. It's an education crisis. We just aren't teaching our young people history. You know, obviously, clearly, the founding of America is a Christian story. And when you lose track of that, you have nothing to hang your hat on so far as what makes America what it is.
You know, exactly, because when you consider who came together, the men that came together to found this country, what did they look at? You know, they looked at Judeo principles, they looked at Christian principles, they looked at the Word of God, they looked at history. I mean, they started with a clean sheet of paper, Colonel. I mean, if you and I were to sit in a room and we got a bunch of our good, well-thinking buddies around and said, hey, let's create a constitution, I don't know that we could match what they came up with, but for the grace of God.
It is truly a miracle what happened in 1787. Those 55 men got together in that small room in Philadelphia, just like you said, with a large group that wanted no federal government, and another group that thought they needed a federal government, and how they came out of 4 months of arguing and bickering and compromising with this thing that we call our Constitution. It's the greatest gift that any people has ever been given, and that's us, our Constitution, which comes down from this amazing group of Christian men. I mean, there were 55 men there, 51 of them were members of churches, and they were all raised in Christian families, and they were all well-versed in the Bible and biblical mm-hmm. principles, and these principles were part and parcel of what they created there at that convention.
Well, Colonel, because they tried to dance around the issue of what many of them had escaped, and that was a government-controlled religion, they left it a bit nebulous. And in the process of doing that, it did leave a little bit, you know, for interpretation. This is why you hear today our former president saying that, kind of asking that same question that many ask about God. You know, did God really say, you know, did the founding fathers really say, but if it's elastic, then that means, you know, that then it becomes interpretive. And this is what we have in our court system today, which opens the door to activism of judges, which we've seen time and again. Case in point, I was born and raised in California. I saw 8 million votes be eradicated and vaporized with the signature of an activist judge out of the Bay Area. And, you know, California, they didn't even whimper over that, Colonel.
Yeah.
But yet the very same people, the same activists and those that represent that political side will yell and scream because we want to make sure that the people who vote are properly documented, that they have proper identification, so we could eliminate voter fraud, God forbid.
Yeah. Well, Bill, on the issue of church and state, this is one of the American ideals that I write about in this little book, the fact that our government does not dictate to us in matters of religion. Now, that's gotten a little bit confused by Thomas Jefferson, who wrote to some people and use the phrase wall of separation between church and state, which is kind of the source of a lot of the bickering and carrying on we have about prayer in schools and not having the Ten Commandments in courtrooms and things like that. But we should not lose sight of the fact that this separation, this ideal of keeping the government out of religion has been a great feature of our government, of our history. And it's led, in my opinion, to better government and purer religion. And it stands in total contrast to the Islamic principles of of Sharia law.
Exactly.
And submission to a theocracy.
Exactly.
These are not ideals that are compatible with ours whatsoever.
Exactly. Well, Larkin, we got to go to break. Thank you for being with us. More from Colonel Spivey on the other side of the break, America. We're talking about his book, What Do We Stand For?
It makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're coming to you absolutely live. I'm Bill Martinez on this very independent radio show. Good to have you with us. Colonel Larkin Spivey, retired Marine Corps officer, is with us, a decorated veteran of the Vietnam War. We're talking about his book, What Do We Stand For? American Ideals in the War Against Islamic Jihad. Colonel, before we went to break, we were talking about the separation of church and state, which came from, a letter from Thomas Jefferson, which has now become doctrine within this country for lots of reasons. But, you know, I go back to what our founding fathers had intended, what they purposed with the Constitution. Clearly, the one who had preeminent position in this, when we were talking about setting up this government, was God himself. He was honored, and right off the bat, the founding fathers talked about the immutable rights that every human being had in this country because of God who had created them, and that they should have every right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, not because of the government, because of our Creator himself. So whatever people want to say, foundationally, God, who has blessed this nation repeatedly over the years, we look back in history and we see God's hand of providence upon this country time and time again, from its early founding through, you know, through the Revolutionary War, you know, even the Civil War, every way, all the way through, you can see the hand of providence. And I think it's quite arrogant for some people to say, you know, basically they're saying, okay, God, we'll take it from here, right?
That's right. And you're right. Our founders very intentionally turned to God when they cut the ties of royal authority with the British crown. They purposefully looked to God. As it says in the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson wrote it, we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. And Alexander Hamilton said, our rights, the sacred rights of mankind, are written as with a sunbeam by the hand of God himself. And so our founders turned to God as the source of their rights. And it was a unique, it created a unique nation where the most important person in this nation is not the president or a member of Congress. It's you and me, the individual citizens who have the relationship to God. We're the ones that have the rights, and we're the ones that set up and elect our government. And this concept of the individual citizen is totally at odds with any dictatorial system or any theocratic system or any system where the citizens are expected to submit or to be cogs in a wheel or to be a village raising our children or whatever the liberal progressive people think about.
Mm-hmm. Well, when it comes to purpose, it is he who created us, as Miles Monroe taught me when I was going to Bible college. I love that man. He changed my life, I got to tell you. And years later, then, of course, Rick Warren came out with Purpose Driven Life. But I'll tell you, Miles Monroe had such a profound impact on me directly, Colonel, about living on purpose. And this is the thing. We get our purpose from the manufacturer. Just like, you know, you buy a toaster, and what do? You open up the instructional manual. Yeah. The guy who designed the toaster says, this is how it works, right? And, right? And so this is what Miles had shared with our class, and I embraced it, as you can tell, heartily. And so here we are. I mean, even as a nation, what is our purpose? You know, the thoughts of man, I'm sure, at times becomes entertaining for God and the angels in heaven. Well, go ahead.
If you don't believe this, that God created us and that God has given us our rights, then you've got to go to your own answer to where you come from and where your rights come from. Mm-hmm. And if they come from your government, you're on pretty shaky ground.
Exactly. Well, because then at that point, what the government giveth, it can taketh away. And we've seen that happen time and time again. In regard to the imminent danger that America faces today, and I think it's quite interesting, Colonel, you know, we hear a lot about the wall today. And when you look back in the Old Testament and you read the story of Nehemiah and the rebuilding of the wall, you know, people need to understand what is a wall there for and what does it represent? And it's interesting that at this time and season of the country, when we have opened ourselves up to all kinds of thought, I remember being in Los Angeles with the Rodney King riots. And one of the things that Rodney King said to everybody. He said, you know, why can't we all just get along? And I got to tell you, Colonel, I asked God that question. Because I said, God, why can't we all get along? And came back loud and clear without hesitation, because good and evil can't coexist. And we need to understand the difference between good and evil, don't we?
Well, you've sure laid it out, yes. That's well put.
And I think that's what you addressed in your book in these different topics. It comes back to where, as my golf instructor used to say, Bill, at some point the club face has to hit the ball in the right spot, you know, for it to do what you expected it to do. And, you know, go ahead.
If I could just make one point, Bill, I've tried to emphasize throughout this little book that I don't think we're at war with Islam. Talk about good and evil. I know many loyal American citizens who are Muslim, and many of them have served in the military with great distinction. Mm-hmm. And so I am trying to distinguish here what is really evil. And to me, it's the Islamic jihadism that threatens the whole world with an effort to subdue the world in the name of Islam. And this is a radical belief, but, you know, there are 1.9 billion Muslims in the world, and what percentage are Islamic jihadists, we really don't know.
Right.
And 1% of that number is still a big number.
No, you're exactly right, Colonel. And look what happened when Donald Trump, you know, confronted the 50 leaders there in Saudi Arabia. I mean, it wasn't that they took him out and tarred and feathered him. I mean, they were inspired to understand that from the words of the Quran itself in driving them out, the duty was on their side to drive the infidels of their religion out, these radicals that have hijacked their religion, if they want to cohabitate with a peaceful West and a peaceful world.
Yes. Well, unfortunately, this is not a problem in Saudi Arabia alone. In America, we think we're threatened by terrorism, and we are. It, you know, we see it in Europe. We see isolated incidents in the United States. But we also have a group of very dedicated jihadists that are living among us. Mm-hmm. The Muslim Brotherhood came here in the 1950s, and they have spawned Muslim student associations in most of our universities and various other front groups like CARE and others, which are carefully going about Islamizing America. Mm-hmm. And they have a plan to do it, and it may take them 100 years, but they're dedicated to it. And this is a threat that we need to appreciate. And it's going to be a difficult road to fight it.
Well, to your point,
we can only fight it if we know what we believe in.
Exactly. And to your point, FBI experts who've come on the show, Colonel, have said that there are over 1,000 investigations that involve every state of the union. That's how pervasive it has become. Trevor Loudon out of New Zealand has done extensive research, written 2 books on what has happened within our own government, that there are operatives within our own government at high levels having access to top secret information who are beholden to the Muslim Brotherhood. So to your point, exactly right. Colonel Larkin Spivey, a retired U.S. Marine Corps officer, his book, What Do We Stand For? American Ideals in the War Against Islamic Jihad.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
How can we forget? Welcome back, America. I guess you can forget. I mean, that's the big problem that we have here in America today. We have a brilliant document called the U.S. Constitution, and sadly, too few of us are engaged and involved with it. I say several times a year, and especially we got Memorial Day coming up, this might be a good time to sit around and, you know, with your friends, even yourself, just pause for a moment and think about Memorial Day, all that it represents, our founding document, all that that represents. I'll tell you, every time I do, even though I've read it hundreds of times, I mean, there's some things that you go, I know I've read this so many times, but sometimes there's certain, you know, seasons of life that we go through, that particular aspects of our founding document just sticks out for us in a big way. I want to talk about a season of hunger, and we're talking about providing reliable access to food for kids during the summer months. We've had this conversation before, and we will continue to stay committed to this, and we're so grateful for our guests who bring this to light. It seems like every year, and we welcome them, and we'll be talking with Jennifer Williamson and Tom Nelson in just a moment. But first of all, to give you some background, according to the United States Department of Agriculture, during the school year, more than 22 million kids received free and reduced price meals through the National School Lunch Program. But when school lets out for the summer, only 3.8%, I should say only 3.8 million participate in USDA's summer meals program. Providing these extra meals at home can be difficult for parents, and access to summer meal sites is difficult when children are not in school. Providing those meals becomes challenging for parents and harder to make ends meet during the summer months, as you can imagine. And here to tell us more about it, as I mentioned, Jennifer Williamson with the Sodexo Stop Hunger Foundation. She's a board member with Sodexo. And Tom Nelson, Share Our Strength president. Jennifer, Jennifer, Tom, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Great. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you. Glad to be with you.
Well, great. Well, Jennifer, let's start with you. Describe the scope of the issues and why hunger among children increases when school lets out for the summer. I touched on that a little bit, but I want you to expand on that.
Yeah, great, Bill. Yeah, so you did give a good introduction. And, the reality of it is, and you think about it from this term, one in six kids in America struggles with hunger. And we see this, from Sodexo's business perspective. You know, we are leading provider of facilities and food management services, and a big portion of what we do is to provide food service to the more than 500 public school districts in the United States. That translates into feeding 2 million meals per school day, right? 2 million
yes.
meals per school day our employees are feeding. Yet we know, and our employees know, that one in six children, when they leave that school on Friday, may not have access to a reliable meal source until the following Monday. So that's a huge challenge, and there's lots of things that we can do to fix that and that we can do to help that. Part of what we do is we provide food backpacks. You know, we pack 8,300 food backpacks a week that we give to these students to bridge that gap over the weekend. But the problem, as you said, gets even bigger in the summer. So, we have a program, Sodexo's program of Feeding Our Future, that operates in 23 cities to provide meals for students. And we also partner with organizations like Share Our Strength. And, Tom will share a little bit more about what we're doing there together to help solve this problem.
Yeah, well, Tom, let's bring you on as the president of Share Our Strength, and as Jennifer was just referring to, it's difficult at best, if not impossible, to educate kids if they're hungry.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Bill, I'm going to build on your opening comments. Mm-hmm. We're not going to have a strong America if we've got weak kids.
Yes.
So we've got to make sure kids are ready to learn, they get the nutrition they need, and not just during the school year, but all year long. And unfortunately, it gets harder to do during the summer. That's why we call summer a season of hunger. But the good news is it's absolutely solvable. And we've got some very specific ways we're making sure kids do, in fact, get the food they need during the summer. And I can tick those off when you're ready.
Yeah, let's do it right now while you're talking, and go ahead.
All right, I'm going to highlight three things, very concrete actions that we're taking. So in the summertime, where are the kids? They're at the swimming pool. They're at the rec center. They're hanging out at the housing complex. What we need to do and what we are doing with support from Sodexo and community partners is getting the meals to the kids in those locations. So that's step one. Mm-hmm. Step two is making sure their families know how to stretch those food dollars, cook healthy and nutritious meals. So we run a educational program called Cooking Matters. It's all about nutrition education. And then the third, and maybe in some ways most important element of the No Kid Hungry campaign during the summer, is to make sure folks know where they can get those summertime meals. And for that, we run a texting program, and it's very simple.
Right.
A family member in any part of this country can simply text the word food, or in Spanish, comida,
mm-hmm.
to 877-877. Number again, 877-877. You text that number, you will find out what are the nearest summer feeding sites that your child could go to.
Well, what a great idea.
That makes a difference.
That's huge. Jennifer, with Sodexo's involvement, I mean, you're partnering. I mean, like it says, it takes a village. I mean, you look at businesses, and Sodexo has been doing a great job in networking with businesses in the local community as well to eliminate hunger. Explain to our audience how you're interacting with local businesses.
Yeah, so I think every local business can help to solve this problem, and it starts with one simple thing. Know who the hunger relief organizations are within your community, right? As you said, it takes a village, and businesses are part of that village. Sodexo is part of that village and the communities we serve. So once we know who the local hunger relief organization is, then you look back through your stakeholder group. Your suppliers can help you. Sodexo, we partner with our suppliers to help solve this problem, to raise money and awareness for this problem. But any local business can do that. So no, get your suppliers involved. Get your employees involved, right? We have a very committed group of employees at Sodexo that are in every community in the United States. They are involved in these efforts. Every business can get their employees involved, and other partners that you work with can also be involved. The other thing you can do is donate food, donate funds, donate your time, donate resources. Reach out and find out what these hunger relief organizations may need. Maybe they just need somebody that can help them with a website, right? Help them transport food.
Exactly.
Find out what they need and then connect and help with that. And then the last thing I would say is really to think about how you engage the youth in these hunger-fighting solutions. Because believe it or not, the youth have the answer.
You say they have the answer. Unfold that a little bit more.
So through organizations like Share Our Strength, they engage youth in solving this problem. Sodexo sponsors scholarships for young people who are out there with their own foundations at the age of five ending hunger, right? We've met some incredible people. That's ways that we can do that.
And yeah, with Sodexo support, we at Share Our Strength run a program called Youth Ambassadors. These are folks who are out there, young people, making sure they get the word out and build awareness about things such as the summer feeding programs.
You know, Tom,
youth is a huge force in part of the solution.
You know, and you bring a good point here. It's all people coming together, all being rewarded in a sense, if we might say, for a cause. And as Jennifer was just saying, it's not like you've got to do something extraordinary. You're just a little piece of the puzzle interconnected within your local community solving a serious problem here, right?
That's absolutely right. Together we can end child hunger in this country. We can make no kid hungry a reality.
Well, exactly. Well, Jennifer, where can people go for more information or to be a part of the solution?
Yep, so absolutely. The most important thing is that texting information. And, Tom, I'm going to let you say that again.
One more time. It's food or comida. That's what you need to text to 877-877.
Excellent. Jennifer Williamson, Sodexo Stop Hunger Foundation board member, and Tom Nelson, Share Our Strength president. Jennifer, Tom, thank you so much. We're going to do something about this, and we can do it together. And again, I thank you for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
It's Memorial Day 2017 all over America as we remember the fallen within the history of our country of all the wars. A little over 1.1 million men and women have paid the ultimate price. And as we say, for those families that have lost a loved one, every day is Memorial Day, and we say we are grateful to you for your loved one and for the ultimate sacrifice that they have paid on this Memorial Day. Bob Waloszewski, Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture, Director of Focus's Plugged In Department, is with us right now. Robert, something real hallow and special about Memorial Day, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just to think, how, like you said, 1.1 million.
Yes.
And then those that are serving in active duty right now, like my own son, who happens to be in Kandahar in Afghanistan.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, just such a privilege to know that you've got someone who's serving the country like that, is, especially on this Memorial Day.
Exactly. Hey, did you get a chance to hear Vice President Pence's speech to the Naval Academy for the graduating class?
I did not.
Bob, do yourself a favor. You will be blessed, especially with your son overseas. I think it is a speech that not only needs to be heard for those who are involved in the military, which, of course, the numbers are decidedly and purposely low. I mean, only 1% of America serves in the military today versus, you know, our parents, it was 12% of America. I was surprised at that number. I thought it was a lot more than that, but it was only 12%, but still involved a lot of people when you consider the size of America and its population that it drew from. So no doubt, many families, the majority of families, participated in the war effort, whether with, you know, fathers, sons, overseas, whether it was in the European theater or the Pacific theater. To save our country, to save the world, you know, really, when you think about it. Go ahead.
Well, I hope when Pence spoke at Annapolis, people didn't turn their backs like they did and walk out and like they did in Notre Dame.
Yeah. Only one time did they turn their backs, but it was by permission. And he said, I'm going to permit you to break ranks and to break tradition at this point. Turn your backs and look into the eyes of a loved one you have in the audience and thank them for this day that you're enjoying. It's really, really special. But what he had to say in terms of purpose and leadership and followership and everything,
it was so powerful. I would say that it is a must hear, not only, as I started to say, not only from those that are in the military. I'd say any graduating class, any child today, because I believe that if you are a citizen of America, whether you serve in whatever capacity, you need to be all in, and you need to understand what your purpose is, even though 99% right now of America does not participate in military service. I have a personal viewpoint on that. We'll set that aside. But I'm saying you're still in. You still have skin in the game, whether you like it or not.
Good point.
It is worth seeing. I think Scott was able to pull it down on YouTube, and we're going to link it on our website as well, because I just so believe in what he had to share with us. But Memorial Day, a somber, a holy day, as I say, here in this country, thinking about the men and women before us that not only fought for our freedoms, but to liberate many around the world. This is why America has the position it has, even with Muslim countries, as we were able to see in Europe when, or in Saudi Arabia when the president was overseas. Yes, there's some contention about other things that go on, but yet you tell me, you know, kind of like what I remember was the time when during President Johnson's administration, Bob, if you remember this or not, De Gaulle was upset because of some things that Johnson and the administration in America had done that was against his specific interest. And he was so upset. He says, I want every American out of our country right now. And Johnson's response was, does that include the men who died that are in graves on your beachhead?
Yeah, I was going to say, good point. You know, when you think of Normandy in France, in fact, if somebody had posted on Facebook, and you may have seen the two, they hit these beaches instead of the picture of me so that we can go to these beaches or throw family out on an everyday beach, you know.
Exactly.
Exactly. It's a very high price.
Puts it in perspective. Hey, let's talk movies, okay? You ready? I appreciate you giving us some time. I know this is a day off, and here you are, a servant of the Lord that you are, and faithful to Bill Martinez Live. So we appreciate the family lending you to us for a moment here to talk about Pirates of the Caribbean, huh?
Absolutely. Number one film, but it only made $62 million, which is a boatload of money. But when you think that it cost $230 million to make, it was a little on the low side, unless you figure in international. Once again, the international, just like it kind of saved the Fate of the Furious and all the eight Furious movies, this one is doing very well overseas. Over $200 million extra opening weekend overseas, so it'll do fine. But I tell you what was good to see as far as movies go was that Baywatch did its physical.
Bob, I'm losing you here. Okay, you're going in and out here. I think we got to keep you close to one of those light poles so that we can get you keep you connected. All right, but anyway, you were saying Baywatch did a dismal what?
$18 million, and it cost them $70 million to make. So I know they're disappointed with that, but I'm a little rejoicing.
Yeah, Bob, you're dumping in and out here. We just got you in a bad spot. I don't know where we can put you here because I don't want our audience to go absolutely wiggy trying to follow your words because you're dumping out about 3 seconds at a time here.
I'm sorry.
Maybe you got to just keep your big toe out the window. Roll the window up. Keep your big toe out there. Don't move once we get you connected. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
How's this? Can you hear me now?
Mo better. Yes. You sound like a commercial. Yes. Exactly. All right.
Okay.
Well, good. Okay, so what else?
You asked me to highlight a couple of my favorite war films with this being Memorial Day Monday, and I want to do that. But before I do, I just want to say I just finished a book that I would recommend our listening audience check out. It's called All the Gallant Men. It tells the story of the brave men, primarily men, at Pearl Harbor. This one concentrates on the guys that were on the Arizona. Donald Stratton was on the Arizona, and of course he was one of the few to survive. Written by Ken Geyer, very very good book.
Yes.
Anyway, so much for my little book plug here. But when it comes to war-related movies on this Memorial Day, I have to say, is I put a little list together, Hacksaw Ridge comes to the forefront of that list. And, of course, it's a very recent movie. It came out last year, and Mel Gibson telling the story of Desmond Doss in Okinawa and saved 70 men that wouldn't even touch a gun, much less fire a gun, and yet turned out to be one of the incredible heroes of the Pacific Theater. And, you know, is it a gory movie? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But is it a story well told that can really inspire us? Absolutely as well. So,
In fact, I got to tell you, that made my top 10. I was surprised on many that it didn't. But I got to tell you, it is, it made my personal top 10 as well. You know, for all the things you're saying, the moral message that it carried across. And I look at it in contrast with another soldier, a private in the Army, who wanted to avoid picking up a gun, stayed in the background. I mean, he still served, but as you may recall, Private Eddie Slovic was executed because he would not go to the front line. And so here we are, fast forward a couple months, six, 7 months later, you have Doss, and he's not in the European theater, he's in the Pacific theater, and he's, by contrast, a hero for standing for what he believed in. And, of course, more so, that story of Hacksaw Ridge is quite harrowing.
A couple others with similar themes for me would be set in wartime, but telling the story of people that made great sacrifices to save others, in this case Jewish people. But Schindler's List,
yeah, right.
The Hiding Place. Telling the story of Corrie Ten Boom hiding people in her own home. And then the more recent Zookeeper's Wife, about the Zabinski family who used their zoo in Berlin to hide Jews. And what an incredible story as well. Mm-hmm. I would also add a movie that probably Kiefer Sutherland was in this one. Probably a lot of our listeners have never seen. It's called To End All Wars. That and Bridge Over the River Kwai tells really the same story. The Japanese had forced British soldiers and many others to build a railroad and build this bridge. And To End All Wars is probably I like better. A lot of people have Bridge Over River Kwai is one of their favorite movies of all time. In fact, American Film Institute, AFI, listed in the top 100 best movies of all time. I agree, it's a very well-done movie. But I like To End All Wars and Kiefer Sutherland's portrayal in this film. And people are looking for something to watch today. They might want to see if they can rent that one or buy that one as well.
Well, it's a very special.
Escape.
Go ahead. Yep. Go ahead. We got about 5 seconds left here. So, yeah, you're going to.
War Horse.
Yes, War Horse. Excellent. Oh, you got some good ones there, Bob. Appreciate it. Bob Walaszewski, taking time off away from the family on this very special day, Memorial Day 2017, all over America. Thank you for being with us.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.